Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 26th, 2012. When you hear the word prophecy, what do you think about? Television programs on Nostradamus? Or news articles about the Mayan calendar? It is 2012, you know. Or do you think about that multi-million-dollar enterprise entitled the Left Behind series, which allegedly documents the teachings found in the last book of the New Testament, the Revelation to John? In any one of those three cases, the working definition of prophecy is about predicting the future, about outlining what will come to pass at some undetermined date away from now. What if I told you that prophecy isn't primarily about foretelling the future? It really isn't. Though sometimes there's an aspect of it in the biblical record, primarily, prophecy is about a clear articulation of what is happening right now. Prophecy isn't so much about foretelling as it is about forthtelling, telling the truth about now. Certainly, as we read the Old Testament prophets, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Daniel, Malachi, Zechariah, Obadiah, and all the rest, there's an element to their prophecies. The word of the Lord comes to them. They tell the truth as they see it and as they have been inspired by the Spirit. They tell the truth about their surroundings. They tell the truth of God to their people. They tell the truth with the awareness that if some things don't change, the future may look a particular way. But first and foremost, the prophets are about telling God's truth, not for the by and by, but for the here and now. This understanding of prophecy is fundamental to making sense of Paul's argument in the 14th chapter of 1 Corinthians. As we will recall, the Corinthians were awash in spiritual gifts, and apparently there was some degree of competition around the sorts of gifts that were the best. In today's reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 14, Paul says to the Corinthians, "Pursue love and strive for the spiritual gifts, and especially that you may prophesy. For those who speak in a tongue do not speak to other people but to God, for nobody understands them, since they are speaking mysteries in the Spirit. On the other hand, those who prophesy speak to other people for their building up and encouragement and consolation." Wow. Pursue love, he says. Remember, that love is what he wrote about in chapter 13, the love that bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Striving for spiritual gifts, here Paul sees as a good. The gifts are given for the benefit of the church, and the church should strive to embody those gifts. But as mystical as those gifts of other languages might be, the most important thing, it seems to Paul, is that the people in Corinth learn to tell the truth, that they learn to forthtell the good news of God, that they learn and avail themselves of the gift of prophecy. that they prophesy to one another and to the world around them the good news that they have received in Christ Jesus. The gift of prophecy, Paul says, is for building up, for encouragement, and for consolation. The gift of prophecy is not so much meant to scare people in line with dire predictions about the future, but to encourage them to live more fully into the present in their life as the baptized, in their life as the body of Christ. There's a place in the Old Testament. It happens in the Exodus story. Some of Moses' closest advisors come to him and they report that a couple of people have been prophesying in the camp. Apparently, these individuals have been overcome by the Spirit and they are speaking the news of God to the people. And Moses' advisors want Moses to censure them, to shut them down. And Moses' response is, "I would to God that all of God's people would prophesy." What would that be like? A community of faith full of people intent upon telling the truth of the good news of God, intent upon building each other up, intent upon encouraging each other, and intent upon consoling one another with the good news of God in Christ. I don't know about you, but that kind of prophecy, while it might not sell millions of copies of books, would certainly have an impact in our congregations, in our communities, and in our world. Pursue love and strive for the spiritual gifts, and especially that you may prophesy. Let us pray. Be gracious to your people, we entreat you, O Lord, that they, repenting day by day of the things that displease you, may be more and more filled with love of you and of your commandments. And being supported by your grace in this life, may come to the full enjoyment of eternal life in your everlasting kingdom. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Until tomorrow, may the peace of the Lord be with you.